Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
So they put the policies in place, the regulatory policies that make it difficult for truckers and make it difficult for shipping. And guess what happens? They have backups at the borders because they have less truckers and less people that are able to do that. It's not a lack of truckers.
Artie, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Gun Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics, and love the podcast format. That's where it's all moving, and it's moving there fast, and we appreciate all of our listeners. Do us a favor, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to it. Give us the thumbs up. We need more and more conservative content out there, and it only happens when people share this. So appreciate everything that you do. Our website, thefinancialguys.com, and like us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and I know we're working very hard on getting on all the other platforms as well. Hopefully Donald Trump has a platform soon that will allow us to really compete with the Facebooks of the world. That would be awesome. Talk about
It's supposed to be Twitter-like, I think, right? So it's supposed to be a place to share back and forth. And, you know, I know that the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, launched something similar, but it never really interacted. And, of course, Parler started off pretty well. And then Amazon and the now, this is obvious collusion, right? If the financial industry or any other industry, just the oil industry, because they're the hated. If the oil industry all got together and colluded with each other to say, you know, we're no longer going to produce, you know, 87 octane, so everyone has to pay more money for gasoline, and we make a higher profit. Washington, oh my God, they're working together. It's collusion. But if you're a tech firm, Apple can Amazon can take it out of the cloud.
It's all
Apple
about who
can
you give
remove
money
the app from the App Store, right? Mm-hmm. They can take it off their servers, right? They worked all together to eliminate Parler. But the thing
is, it's all about who you vote for. It's all about where the money flows. If you vote Democrat, and these again, not to sound like a broken record, these Republicans. You had two years under Donald Trump. We should have been totally dismantling things. The Department of Energy gone. Department of Education gone. That should all be wiped out at this point, right? They didn't do crap.
Well, I hope that Trump's going to run again. Yeah. They're gonna cheat, right? They're gonna say he's not eligible. They'll do whatever they can, because if they don't cheat, he wins, right?
Right.
If they don't cheat
in a
he
landslide.
Wins. How about this? Fulton County, Georgia, ordered 1 million absentee ballots to be printed so late, right before the election, there was no possible way they could mail them out to people. What do they do with those 1 million ballots?
Yeah, what happened to them?
What happened to them, right? What do they do
with those? I'll tell you what happened to them. Somebody drove them in a Yugo to drop them off, and they were voted.
I will tell you this.
And they dropped them off at around, let's say, 2:30 to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, well, keep an eye on our social media, folks, because at some point we're going to pull the plug and probably jump over to these new platforms. I can't imagine.
I
tell you, on Twitter, I got about to the year end on Twitter. At the year end, my New Year's resolution might say to go F. What's his name there at Jack Dorsey? Because honest to God, Twitter is such
what
a
peach
cesspool.
Is he, right? These people are so smart at certain things and just such morons in other places.
Well, you know?
I mean, California is a perfect example of it. California is just such, they have destroyed one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Amazing.
I mean, homeless people everywhere, you're doing cocaine and crack in the streets or whatever. Defecating in the streets. And they've just destroyed it. And yet, you've got a huge part of this population in California that says, I think they're doing a great job. I mean, Newsom walked back into office. Did they cheat?
Wow.
I'm sure they did. But he walked back into office, Glenn. He won because Los Angeles is so messed up. San Francisco is so messed up. I mean, these are people, by the way, that have been in control of cities. This isn't new. They've been in control of these cities for decades, and we've watched them decline steadily every 5-year block, right?
Well, that's the amazing part, Mike, is, again, we always talk about this. We have history. Mm-hmm. You can look at other places. Like, if you wanted to know, let's say you're building a house, okay? And they give you blueprints. And they say, here's the kind of house we're thinking. You, 'cause I don't really understand these blueprints. They say, well, you know what? We just built this house over on the next neighborhood over. Go check out 123 Any Place Lane and go look at that house, because that's exactly what it's going to look like when it's done. Right. We have the blueprint, right? Higher taxes, higher regulation, right. Redistribution of wealth. Right. And then you look at the house that they built. It's the highest homeless rate in the country, the highest poverty rate in the country, the widest gap between the rich and the poor, right? I mean, you have uber wealthy people like Mark Zuckerberg buying up whole entire neighborhoods so he can have his privacy. Right. At the same time, advocating for, we need more affordable housing. Yeah. Oh, shit, right?
And open the borders.
Right. And there are people that just simply that are middle class. It's not even poor. There are middle class families, two-parent households with income that can't afford an apartment in California.
That's where it's going with the rest of the country. They've taken the policies of California and said, is really great. We love 17% homeless rate. Let's see if we can spread this throughout the United States of America and have the new middle class will be the ones that have to share houses because they can't afford to live there, right?
You know, the sad thing is that this generation of Democrats is that we talk about the selfishness of them, right?
Oh.
Look, you know, I own a couple houses, one in Florida, one in New York. You own a house in Florida, a house in New York. We have assets. We have property. We have investments, right? We have things, as our clients do, that are going to go up with inflation. So we're okay, right? If that house becomes a million-dollar house nobody else can afford, well, guess what? Mike and I own that million-dollar house, right? So we're in that game already.
You can swap the equity.
What is lousy, though? What's that? Yep.
You can swap the equity, and we can leverage it for our families. So
that's right.
When these Democrats talk about how unfair it is, right, the only thing they're doing is making the playground more unfair. They're the game more unfair, right? Families with wealth are going to say, and this has happened in California. We always talk about California as the land of trust fund babies. It really is, right? Yep. Entitled brats, trust fund babies. Why? It's because the only people that survive there, it's very difficult to just show up in California and make a go at it, make a living of it, right? Because you can't afford a $5 million shoebox. That's why.
Right.
But guess who can? The family who planned and bought the home for $300,000, and then it went to $1 million, and then it went, and they upgraded and bought the $2 million, and then that one went to $4 million, and now they've got the equity, and then they go to little Billy and little Jenny and say, look, we're going to put this in a trust for you guys.
Yep.
And one of the two ends up, you know, not being bright enough to look at it and say, wow, look at the opportunity that I have that nobody else can do, right?
Yeah. Hello, John Kerry.
And they make it even worse.
And you look at the different, so you end up creating two classes of people, right? The wealthy that have the wealth and everybody else that are the peasants.
Yep.
And this is what happens in every place that tries socialism. Venezuela, 77%. I know you haven't heard of Venezuela because they took it out of the news.
No.
But 77% of the people in Venezuela are under the poverty line.
Well, that's Democrat socialism.
But 23%
that was just a different type. Yeah, 23% are not.
Oh, they didn't
try. 23% are living high on the hog.
Absolutely.
They got good wine and good cigars.
Yeah, Mike, pull your monitor down just a smidge. There you go. That's perfect. Yeah, there you go. But the kids today, that's the tough part, right? The kids, you know, they have no shot. I mean, they have a shot, but it's hard, right? I mean, unless you are going to leave them wealth, you know, or they're going to really, really work hard. Now, the good news for these kids today is that their competition are morons, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just, but, you know, but
extremely
the seriousness
lazy
of it, though, but how hard is it going to be? How hard is it going to be for a first-time home buyer when the home is no longer $110,000, it's $410,000, right? How hard is it going to be for them?
We've talked about the United States of America being a 10-year block, right? No place in the world can you show up with nothing and within one decade be in the highest tax rank. States like California have now changed that to 20 years, right? You can't do it in 10 anymore. It's really difficult because they've made the gap between the uber rich and the poor so wide that it's really difficult. Is it possible? Of course it's possible, right? It's still possible. Hardworking people, as you said, you know, the fact that there's a lot of lazy people out there, a lot of very entitled people does make the competition very, very weak. But on top of they've made it harder. And you know, the other part of it is, like, at what point do you just want to not get up in the morning and see a crackhead doing heroin in the front yard?
Under the eave of your business.
They can use all the garbage about the nice weather. You and I spend a ton of time down in Florida. Is there homeless people there? Yes. Are they one? Are they 17 out of 100?
No.
They're probably about 1 in 1,000, I would bet. About 1 in 1,000. Some mentally ill people who need some help, right?
Yeah.
Plenty of jobs in Florida. Get back on their feet. You don't see, I mean, that you just don't see them littered all over the place. Why? No. Because these people, some of these people, by the way, they can't afford a house in California, and then they start down that slippery slope, right? And right. before you know it, there's the guy going, oh, geez, I never thought I would be this way, but I am this way, right? I lived in the streets, and I started selling a little drugs. They've created this environment that walks you down the path of just end up being a total degenerate, not needing to, not wanting to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. I tell you what, though, you look at the proposals, right? So planning, obviously, we talk a lot about estate planning in our office. We do a lot of estate planning sessions. We talk a lot about, with our clients, how to get that money on from this one generation to the next, how to leave it for the kids. You know, some folks are very adamant about, I want my kids to do it on their own. Some want to leave them as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, the government wants to get in between that, right? So you look at these new proposals. How about this one?
It's only going to affect the wealthy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's only going to affect the wealthy. So now the latest proposal is to tax unrealized capital gains. It'll just be the wealthy. So don't worry, right?
No.
Let me tell you how this works. This is how dirty these Democrats are. And they're dirty, folks. They're just dirty. They don't fight fair. They lie through their teeth, right? Biden has lied over and over and over again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, let me ask you this. Do you think Warren Buffett's wealth is owned in individual stocks personally? Or do you think the individual stocks he owns are in a trust, right?
Right. Right.
So the trust will probably not be impacted. I'm sure it'll be individuals only, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
And so Nancy Pelosi won't have to worry about it. If she does, it'll matter.
The Kerry Foundation and Trust will be just fine.
Fine, right? Half these folks have money offshore. Half of them are using these South Dakota trusts where you can keep stuff tax deferred for like 300 years, multi-generational trust.
Yep.
Now,
who can afford those?
Got
to be poor. It's got to be the middle class.
Who
is going to be for?
Yeah. So, for those that say, and I love these people are economically illiterate. I mean, it's just unreal to me.
Yep.
Wow, they're not going to. There's no evidence that they pass down the extra cost of taxes and the prices of goods. No, really?
I think there is
evidence. Again, here's the blueprint.
Well,
go
history
look at the
starts
finished
in the
house,
morning,
folks.
It starts in the morning for them. Literally, they wake up every day. It's like Groundhog Day. Like, da, 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 da.
Oh, my
their little
Lord.
Brain,
it's
surreal. Economics. Oh, I can take their money and I'm not greedy. But if they want to keep it, they're greedy.
How do you come out of college? Doesn't AOC profess to have an economics degree?
Yeah.
How do you come out of college with an economics degree and believe in socialism? I know. I saw that in Buffalo.
She was here in Buffalo.
I'll tell you what, Byron Brown, they just threw you under the bus, dude.
Oh.
And you see how dirty politics is?
Eat your own.
Byron Brown.
Brown's
been a loyal Democrat his whole career. He served in the New York State Senate.
Yep.
He went on to be the chosen mayor, right? As soon as he loses a primary, Schumer's out there stumping for India, AOC. You expect AOC in town, but Schumer? Really?
How many times have Schumer and Byron Brown walked in a parade together? I mean, I think Byron has a picture of Schumer in his bedroom just so he wakes up in the morning
Oh,
my gosh, you one of my favorites. I'm here for you, right? I mean, literally – an empty suit, did nothing for the city for decades. I know people think he's here's the thing. We've been so accustomed to crap that when somebody is just barely useless and does nothing, we're really happy about that. Right? We're like, well,
wow, amazing.
It could have been worse. Yeah, it could have been worse.
That's it.
It could have been a goddamn lot better, too. We could have had a mayor who actually gave a crap about the kids and had a set of stones and actually fought to improve the school districts. We didn't have that, right? We didn't have it. What we needed was a hard control board to come in and limit what he could do, and then he was able to do nothing, and nothing is a lot better than him doing something, and now we're like, okay, great. If I was a Republican, some of these Republicans, friends of ours, God bless you. I love you guys. Some of you fight. I would not help this guy one bit. Not one bit. The city wants to burn, let it burn. I don't own property in the city. Let it burn. And nobody wants that.
Those that do, I'd be seriously concerned. Because guess what? Guess what's going to happen? Guess what they've done? And again, you have the blueprint. Just look at the blueprint. You can look at the blueprint, go down the street to New York City, and look at the finished house. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not rocket science. And we can read articles. Oh, those in Greenwich Village were shocked when the protesters came to their little town and harassed people in their restaurants. Oh, they never thought the crime would go that far in their neighborhood. They thought it would be restricted to Harlem.
Now they'll still vote for an India Walton. That's how messed up these people are. That's why we talk about this is a mental illness. Isn't it?
It is. No question.
Liberalism is a mental illness.
No doubt.
You can't be this stupid. You really can't. I don't think God makes people this dumb.
No, definitely not.
So this is is a mental illness that needs therapy because you can't look at the outcomes of all this for decade after decade and go, it's really good.
Let's try
this
it again.
Great, man.
Let's try
this
it again.
Is great.
Let's do it again, right? It's insanity. So don't be surprised when your little quaint little town on Elmwood Village lights to get started on fire
because Antifa decides that
absolutely is where it's going. It'll go to the Elmwood Village. It'll go down the Chippewa. Well, and then it'll work its way to North Buffalo that are now these nice, beautiful homes, right?
To your point, Glenn, I mean, when they started this, you know, the Baltimore fires and everything else, the only place that got beat up in the city was the Elmwood Village. That's where they went down. They looted and smashed the windows there. So the very neighborhood that supports them the most was number one. They did try a little bit out in East Aurora, and then a biker gang showed up. You and I went out there. That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
They scared. I don't know what biker gang it was. About 100 of them showed up, and were like, okay, we're just going to hang out and have a beer and just wait.
We saw four kids walk down the street with a little flag. You know,
you could see them drive in their little their little roller skates. Like, boy. Okay. All right, I'll leave. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing to see here.
I got to play this clip. Remember the lady in Minnesota when she's yelling? She's like, don't burn down. Go burn down their shit. Don't burn down. Yeah. We need our shit. We need our weaves. I mean, I don't wear it, but we need it. That was the best interview of all time. I'll find that before the end of the show, I promise. Let me play this clip from Byron Brown. This is classic.
Well, and you know what? I mean, not that you want anything to be burned down, but that would make more sense, right?
If they
really believed in what they were doing. Right. It was all about an opportunity to be as lazy as possible and steal right what's in front of you. And then knowing, by the way,
if they did that
out in Alden or one of these towns, that they would get shot. They would get shot because people would fight back and protect their property.
You know, interesting. Again, blueprint, finished house, result. You know, you could look at the cause and then the result, right? Florida has passed a law that said you can shoot looters. Mm. Guess what?
No looting.
Well, it was shocker how that works, right?
Remember when they were trying to shut down all the intercommerce and get on the throughways?
Yeah.
And then DeSantis said, hey, just so you know, if you do that, I'm not saying you don't do that. If you do and they run you over, it's on you, not them.
Right.
Guess what happened?
That's right.
Stop shutting down throughways. So funny how that
works. They did it one time. They showed up in Miami. They did these protesters, these BLM, Antifa. They're all the same, right? They're all the same. They're communists, is what they are. They're
half of them are communists. Half of them are just totally incompetent.
Well, they're being used by the Communist Party, Democrats. They're being used as pawns in this.
Yep.
They burned down cities for a year. Right? Under the specter of if you reelect Donald Trump, things will. I swear to God, people voted for Biden simply because they didn't want their town burned down anymore. That's not the way to handle these people, okay?
No.
The funny thing is, I find it humorous because these morons, when the communists are done with you, you're gone.
First one, gone.
You're gone. You'll be put in jail. You'll be put in a hole to rot and die. You'll be gone. You'll be prosecuted. You'll be removed unless you fall in line with exactly what they want. Most people will. But anyway, I got to play this Byron Brown clip. This is an old interview, but for those that don't know Byron Brown, we have a lot of listeners in Florida and across the country, really. I talk to people in California, Florida, the Carolinas that listen to this podcast. It's gaining a great traction. In fact, we got invited to put this podcast up on a national Facebook group with 100,000 followers, so I'll talk to you about that later.
It's huge. But
for those that don't know Byron Brown, people when I talk to them in like other places are like, no, that can't be that bad. Byron Brown does these interviews where he talks so slow, and there is about
Byron's the mayor of Buffalo. You know, but this is important for everybody, by the way, folks, because this incompetence is what they want to spread across the country, right? As you're pointing out, that many people in Florida are like, nah, that doesn't happen. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yeah, it does. And guess what? You know, things like failing school districts where we have 30% graduation rates, and it continues for decades. It happens, right? And it can happen in your town. It can happen in your town, right? California, you know, 40 years ago, Ronald Reagan would have never happened. Like, no way are they going to destroy this state.
Yep.
There's too much money here. There's too much prosperity here. Things are too great. No, they destroyed it. New York City, absolutely destroyed right now.
Well,
disgusting.
How long did that take? That didn't take very long.
I've shared this story multiple times, but I'm telling you, we have a client who owns a big construction company in New York City, and he told me, Mike, I've never seen anything so bad. He goes, my crew cannot leave the job unless they all leave together. I said, why? Are they stealing your equipment? He goes, yeah, that's part of it, but they literally are getting mugged as they walk to their car.
Roving gangs.
Yes.
Roving gangs. Yeah. But don't worry. because New York City will not allow you to have a handgun to defend yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, we love business, so everything's going to come back.
This is Byron Brown. I think it was one of his interviews about a year ago.
Would saw the video. He immediately suspended the two officers.
Oh, this is when they This is when the agitator.
And Mayor Brown, I think a lot of people are looking at this video and they're shocked by what they're seeing. What insight can you give us as to what happened? Do you know what this man had in his hand?
WKBW.
We heard that people were saying he may have been trying to hand something back to police. Can you give us any insight?
He was messing with the police officers.
What happened between these officers and this man?
Different theories. I don't know the answer to that right now. It's under investigation. Some people theorize that he has.
So this is an interview from when this agitator, who deserves to be tarred and feathered and driven out of town, just like Joel Rose was, right?
Yeah.
This agitator gets – now, this is when they were doing these protests. They're trying to get people away from front of City Hall. They got a line of police officers. And this agitator gets right in front of the marching officers, right, and goes to, like, grab something on his chest or goes to put his hand, and the officer pushes him. And this guy – like a soccer fall. Ever watch soccer? Those guys are the best, and girls are the best actors. They get kicked in the shin, they walk like 5 more feet, and then they go down. Oh!
Yeah.
This guy goes down, whacks his head, knocks him out cold. He's got blood coming out of his ear, right? Of course, I'm sure he got a multi-million-dollar settlement. He deserved – if I was the officer, I'd have kicked him in the head along the way.
He was right
seriously.
Back out agitating people.
Absolutely,
like 2 weeks
he was. So he's a known agitator. This is the problem that we have, is we have these known agitators. They get away with it, right? Not only do they get away with it, they get
money.
Rewarded. Exactly.
That's
what happens when you reward somebody, Mike? Like a dog. What happens when you give a dog a treat? They do it again, right?
That's how you train them.
Reinforce them. Yes, reinforce
them. That's how you train them. That's right. He's just like a little golden retriever. Like,
that's
here you go.
Right.
Here's a little treat, bud.
Good job.
When we're done with you, we're going to get rid of you first. But keep going, man. Keep going. Keep agitating the police, right?
I got to find this video.
Things will be safer. Now, since then, by the way, crimes are up considerably. Murders are up. Homicides up. Everything's up, right? So everything got worse. Nothing got better. We all know. By the way, DeSantis, another great move this week, offering a $5,000 stimulus a bonus.
Bonus, yeah.
If you're a police officer and you sign on from a different state, don't worry about the vaccination. He understands that there's different ways to get to herd immunity. It's not just a jab with a very short track record of anything. And so good for him. And by the way, the ports, by the way, I didn't realize this, 40% of everything gets unloaded off of California. That's going to change real fast. Watch and see. It will be worth it for these boats to figure out a way.
That's how free market
all the way around. And instead of Florida, I just don't know. Like, I feel very blessed that we bought property down there and started an office down there, right? Because we were able to buy property a while ago, and I just don't know if there will be no property left. What people don't realize about Florida is it's mainly swampland, right?
Mainly swampland.
Really difficult to build there, right? So, you know, at some point, the property values will get to the point where people will pay that premium they are for freedom. But on the flip side of it, I mean, these are good paying jobs. You know, you're going to work at a port and unload stuff and be responsible for protecting it. These are good paying jobs. They will all be moving to Florida. I don't know how much you can unload out of Florida, but that's where it's all going.
Well, you got Florida. Well, you can put ports in Texas. You can put ports in Louisiana. You got ports.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. For those that say, well, it's a trucking problem. Well, this is a supply chain hangover from COVID. Well, this is excuse.
Yeah.
Simple question. Why is there a huge backup in California? No backup anywhere else, any ports in the country. Why is that? Why is Florida operating just fine?
Well, Florida's
could
got
it
more.
Possibly be due to, I don't know, the regulations that we said this last week on the radio show. They put regulations in place in California, environmental regulations, because they can't figure out how to manage their forests. So they got to blame it on something because, again, God forbid they take responsibility for their stupidity, right?
We clean up the floor of the forest.
Right.
If we picked up the sticks, maybe it wouldn't burn.
Well, they just do maintenance, right? In Florida, they do fire breaks and they do controlled burns, right?
So they actually clean the floor, though. They clean the floor.
Yeah, they just do burns.
90% of these fires start on the ground. Obviously, they don't start up
top. Well, 90% are started by illegal aliens that are in the living in the woods.
But when you clean up the brush,
right?
Yeah, just clean up the brush.
Well, what you do
is
you do
these... way higher probability that the stuff's not going to spread, right?
Well,
and then, as you said, you do controlled burns.
Right.
So if they do start, you've got a stop point, right?
That's right.
It's real simple, actually.
That's right.
It's real simple.
It's not
These
bad.
Morons can't figure it out.
No.
They just
no, they
can't
don't
figure
want to.
It out.
They don't want to because I swear to God, Democrats on purpose create the crisis so that they can impose ridiculous regulations. Yeah. Right? So it's climate change.
All
oh, my God.
Climate change.
So climate change. So climate change, we have to now... trucks have to have fuel efficiencies. They got to have emission standards. They got in California
can't
you have
be
to
running,
go have your car
can't be running
for
in the ports 24/7.
Right, right.
So now we need instead of being a 24-hour shift, it's only 8 hours. Right, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So they put the policies in place, the regulatory policies that make it difficult for truckers and make it difficult for shipping. And guess what happens? They have backups at the borders because they have less truckers and less people that are able to do that. It's not a lack of truckers.
Add on
They're
top
there.
Of that, by the way, the two states with the most amount of ports, I guess, or most amount of deliveries, New York State and California, those two have the highest welfare benefits, right?
Right, right.
Permanent welfare. So why would I go down and unload a truck when I can sit at home and collect $45,000 or $50,000, right? Why would I unload a boat when I can sit at home and collect $40,000 or $50,000? All this comes together. It's not just one factor. New York and California have done a lot of dumb things. They've done a lot of dumb things.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely correct. There's no incentive. Now, if you wanted to fix the problem, we talked about this last week on the podcast or the radio show, or maybe we did it on both. This is not hard. This is not hard to incentivize. How about this? You want to fix the ports? First of all, suspend all the green garbage in California. Let these truckers work. Tell them not to worry about the upgrading or whatever. Just let them deliver the stuff. Yep. Secondary, give them a tax holiday between now and the end of the year. Guess what, truckers? Everything you pick up from these ports and deliver, any income that you earn starting on, today to at the end of the year, we will give you a tax holiday. You won't pay any FICA. You won't pay any Social Security, no Medicare tax. You'll be
but
able to keep that money tax-free.
Rich people own trucks, Glenn. They're going to make too much money.
Incentivize what you want. DeSantis in Florida, you just nailed it with the bonuses. We're going to give out a $5,000 bonus to all of our police and firefighters. Why? And we're not going to mandate they get a jab. Why? Because they were the frontline workers. They were the ones that risked their life. They were the ones that were the heroes. He said it perfectly. They were the heroes just a year ago.
Yep.
Now they're think about that. You're a nurse in New York, and you're getting fired from – you're losing your job – after spending time on the front line dealing with something nobody knew, right? Early on, and we talked about this, early on it was nobody had any idea, and people were getting seriously ill, right? There was a serious risk for these people to work. They worked anyways. They did their job seriously. They worked long hours. At least a lot of them did. A lot of them were doing TikTok videos, though, too. So let's be honest. I've never seen TikTok videos coming out of a hospital ever. I've never seen them have that kind of time, but I think what they did in a lot of cases, they shut down, all the elective surgeries and stuff like that. But these were heroes a year ago. These were the folks that, in all fairness, I wouldn't have, I'm a sissy. I don't want to get on those jobs. Like, I'm not going to run into a burning building, right? I'm not going to confront a criminal in a dark alley, right? I took a desk job for a reason, right? But you got to give these guys credit that do, and girls, right? Mm-hmm. That went into the hospital, that worked the 12-hour shifts, that chased a bad guy down an alley in a dark stairwell or ran into a burning building, right? These are the folks now that we're demonizing because they're worried about putting an experimental vaccine into their thing. And by the way, there's been all kinds of – and don't tell me, the side effects are minimal. They're not minimal anymore.
No.
Now, you look at what's going on now and the side effects – I mean, I'm talking to people – look at
– if the media
if I look
was
at the
honest,
people that I know
story.
That died, none – well, one. I should say one. One, he was 86 years old. God bless his heart. He was a great guy.
Maybe.
He was pretty strong and healthy. He was actually one of the top PGA players in Florida. He was a well-known golfer in Florida. Played with Donald Trump. He played with all kinds of famous golfers. He was a great – I guess he won the Florida – PGA National or whatever the Florida tournament is multiple times. He was on the seniors tour. Great. But also 86, right?
Yeah.
He was old. But, maybe he goes another year or two. Maybe he doesn't. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd say whatever. He's a great guy. It's a terrible loss,
yeah.
right? But,
no,
but nevertheless,
right.
he's 86, right?
Right.
Now,
wasn't 18.
2018. That's the one guy I know. One person I know. Now, I can name, I can't even, both hands, the amount of people that have had side effects from throat closing up to swelling to, we have a friend of ours right now who's a colleague of ours down in Florida. She's a nurse. She took the vaccine voluntarily because she's a nurse. She thought, well, I trust him. I'm going to take the vaccine. She's had heart issues ever since. She took the vaccine in January or February. It's now September. She's still running about 110 to 120 beats per minute at rest.
That's terrible.
At rest, your heart should be about half of that.
And you know what? If the media wasn't such littered with dirt bags that can't be bothered to share the story. You know, we talked to somebody who was a frontline Rochester nurse, and she said, there is nobody in this hospital with COVID. There are people in this hospital who had side effects from the shot.
Right.
I don't know local news stations. That might be a pretty cool story to tell people, right?
The news stations, just so you know,
something to consider, right? They are such dirtbags that they can't tell the truth.
No, they can't.
Is disgusting. It absolutely blows my mind. By the way, hats off to Moog employees yesterday. I know we put some money into a fund to try to help them. Todd Aldinger is going to be their attorney. They walked out yesterday. Good. That is what needs to happen.
Yes.
More and more of that. There were some General Electric workers that walked out. You know what? The CEO of Moog, my understanding is he's a big liberal. Let him run the company. Let him run it. Let's see how liberal he is when his company doesn't open for a week or two. And these are not burger flippers. Nothing against burger flippers, but you can train a burger flipper pretty quick, right? Go to Burger King, flip it once, flip it twice.
So much.
Yeah, engineers who are working on, you know, a rocket ship XYZ piece.
Yeah,
pretty difficult, right?
That's
what exactly needs to happen. And yesterday they already started backing down. They're like, well, by the way, dirtbag media not telling. We've been winning the lawsuits for these nurses, by the way. In New York State, there's a religious exemption now for these nurses, right?
Yep.
They couldn't be bothered to tell that story yet, though. So that's a good deal. Todd Aldinger, a heck of an attorney, very, very bright. Yep. He's winning it. He's winning those cases, right? So that's a good news. Good news. Mainstream media can't be bothered to tell
anybody
the truth.
Even the local media, they follow the narrative, Mike. If it fits the narrative, they will. What is that called? A feedback loop where they're so in that little circle. Right,
yeah.
they feed it to each other, right? So I put a tweet out there about a year, maybe March of this year, right? 6 months ago, from Rand Paul. I said, you know, we funded this thing. Clearly, we funded this thing, right?
Very obvious,
no question. And of course, Mr. Fact Checker over at WGRZ, Michael, you know, comes back and says, "Wow, what a joker this guy is! What a clown!" Right?
He goes back and goes, Wooten?
I watched 60 Minutes, and 60 Minutes disproved all that. We did not fund it. So let's see here. Let's see.
He said the definition of gain of function research right within the same testimony
of what we were doing over there. Yeah.
Now, did you see that new the country is just not outraged where they caught the same money trail that goes through Fauci is literally drugging up some dogs.
Yeah, terrible.
And having them eaten alive by sandflies to see
horrible.
What the result is of
just
that.
Sickening.
I mean, what could
sickening.
You possibly
this
learn
guy,
from that?
This Fauci is a monster. This guy is the modern-day Mengele is what this
and
guy is.
And he's a liar.
He should be, I'm telling you what. Here's a problem, though. Jim Jordan puts out there a tweet, you know, if he had any dignity, he'd resign. I'm like, Jim, resign? What's the matter with you?
Right,
how about prosecuted?
Resign.
How about we start building gallows in the town square? Because I'd like to see that personally.
You know, it's
to be
amazing.
With you.
They're going after Steve Bannon. Why don't we ever go after these people?
Right, exactly. Right? That's exactly
Roger
right.
Stone.
Exactly.
Roger Stone. They're ripping Roger Stone out of his house
at 5 a.m.
At 7 o'clock in the morning or 5
exactly.
o'clock in the morning. Why don't we ever? Hillary Clinton smashed her server. It was very clear that there was all kinds of intent for corruption there. It was all kinds of corruption. What was on that?
She gets to give her emails to her attorney and then says he's going to sort through them and decide what's business and what isn't.
Yeah, that's
what?
Right. All right. That's
it's outrageous.
It's
You're right, Mike. You are absolutely right. They go after Trump's campaign manager. They go after Steve Bannon. Yeah. They go after these people.
Hunter Biden.
They took Giuliani.
Hunter Biden should be in jail 8 times over.
Right.
If that was me or you.
Obvious.
Videos of us doing heroin. And,
he's smoking crack.
As
of March of this year, not 1983, March of this year, Hunter Biden is on video smoking a crack pipe.
The
media ignored it, right? Because I got 60 Minutes to cover it. What a joke.
Already in jail. already in jail. If that's Trump's son,
absolutely.
Already in jail.
The minute
Trump's son tried to sell artwork to anybody,
yeah.
even on the streets of New York City,
oh my God,
they'd end up in jail.
Obvious money laundering.
80 grand a month from China. They don't blink an eye. Disgusting.
So this is what I sent to Mr. Michael this morning. NIH corrects untruthful assertions by NIH Director Collins and NIAID Director Fauci that NIH had not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. The NIH states that EcoHealth Alliance violated terms and conditions. So basically what this letter says is that the NIH is walking back the statements from Fauci and Collins, who both lied to Congress, and they're saying that, yes, indeed, Ecolab did fund gain-of-function research.
So how is he not in jail?
It was a violation of our terms. BS, right? But all those – let me ask you. You think a Michael is going to come out on Twitter to say, I was wrong, I'm sorry?
No.
Do you think he's going to slip that to the nightly newscast, right, and say, you know what, guys? I believe 60 Minutes, but now from the NIH
– I didn't
– themselves, the NIH themselves is now saying – gain-of-function research.
This is a Channel 2 reporter, by the way. He gets his research from 60 Minutes. Doesn't do any investigative reporting on his own.
Right.
Right. No, I saw it on 60 Minutes. Oh, you did, Mike? Well, it must be true.
But you know why? Because
It
fits the narrative, right?
That's right.
This is a narrative.
Right.
The narrative is it came from bat soup, right? Mm-hmm. And there was no gain-of-function. This was natural, right?
No.
Remember when right off the bat, we said this came from the lab? No. Think about this. How stupid are people? Well, there's no evidence to that. Oh, really? And how much evidence do you have that there was – you have a lab within 1 mile of this wet market that just so happened to be, you know, doing research on horseshoe bats, which are not native to that region. Now, a wet market, just so people know this, we call them farmers markets in our country, and we sell vegetables. Well, in China – they call them wet markets. And not only do they sell vegetables, they sell live animals, right?
Yeah, dogs,
they sell anything,
bats,
chickens, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, just like a farmer's market, this is not where they import goods, okay? They're not going to Africa saying, you know, I'd like that, Central African horseshoe bat over here. No, this is not the fine dining, right? This is what did they collect from the countryside? What can they sell in the market, right?
Just
like in this country, farmer's markets. What can we harvest locally that we're going to buy in our farmers markets, right? Well, guess what? There's no horseshoe bats in that whole area, right? But there were in the Wuhan lab. So what does the media pick up? The media picks up that this came from somebody eating a bat. No evidence, no research. They took the talking points literally
from the Chinese Communist Party.
Right?
How about this? They shut off the rest of China. But let those people in the area go wherever else they wanted to
in
the country.
Right, right.
I mean, how is that
Beijing.
Not? I mean, how is that not a 60-minute story for 18 months every day?
Yep.
Here's what China did to screw the rest of the world
by trying,
and what they did to protect themselves. Right.
Sad thing, we're not even talking about
outrage.
That now. We're not even talking about that right now. We're not talking about holding China accountable. We're talking about holding a January 6th insurrection. By the way, nobody's been charged with insurrection. Not one person. You clowns, right? And it's obvious
now. Because what they're doing is really, you were with the FBI. Oh, you were with the FBI.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Sorry
about that.
Anyway, but think about this. So they sold to the world this idea that the bat came from a wet market that just so happened to be within a mile of a research facility at Wuhan that was studying coronaviruses. Seriously? If you believe that from day one, Mike and Glenn said this came from the lab. Now, the question is, was it accidental or was it intentional, right? They made this virus. Dr. Fauci made this virus, right? They know what they made. They know how – and the scary part, folks, if we don't stop this right now,
they'll do it again.
Still funding it. They're funding viruses right now that are 50 times more deadly. Now, this we got lucky. This had a death rate of 0.03%.
Yeah.
What if it was 30%? In all seriousness, what if it was as deadly as Ebola? Right.
Yeah.
My wife always makes fun of me. She's like, "Oh my God, you were so paranoid about Ebola, but you're not paranoid about this." I'm like, because Ebola had a 50 5.0% death rate. Well, that's scary, right?
And when they bring up these other viruses, they did have, the children should need to be vaccinated because we vaccinated them for this other stuff. Well, we vaccinated them for this other stuff because there's a 25% chance they die if they get it.
Right.
There's a 0% chance. Zero. There is a 0% chance if they get COVID, they die.
Right.
Statistically, you cannot measure it. It's a 0% chance.
For these kids, no question. These kids. Daily Caller Ben Shapiro did the research on it. They looked at, there was like something like, 3,000 total kids that have passed away under 18. Or it's maybe less, maybe 300 or something like that.
It's not 296 or 297.
Yeah, okay, so 3. But what he did is he looked at all those actual deaths and he boiled it down to about
conditions.
8 to 10. 8 to 10 that didn't have any pre-existing conditions. Like a lot of these kids say, like we have a neighbor, a daughter has a juvenile diabetes. Okay, that might be a substantial risk factor to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I think that's a risk factor that might warrant a vaccine. But it's got to be a choice. It's got to be a choice.
And to be honest with you, though, it's not a substantial risk. I mean, look at the fact of the matter is we all make decisions in life, right? No matter where we are, no matter what conditions we have, right? If there was a 25% chance of a child that had pre-existing conditions dying, you absolutely have to do whatever you have to do.
That's right.
You're talking about 300 kids. Way higher probability. Think about this. Way higher probability of them being killed in a car accident.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about stopping driving, right? There's a way higher probability that they drowned in a pool. As far as I know, there hasn't been one school pool that has been filled in with concrete because the statistics show that there's a higher probability that a child dies in a pool than they die of COVID, right? Well, and with pre-existing conditions, I would think something could happen to you in the pool, and that could trigger you to have a higher probability of dying. Why are we not? Well, because we take chances of life.
Risk,
if it's 1 out of 4 kids, I get it.
Right.
If it's 1 out of 400 million kids, you got to think this thing through a little bit differently.
That's right.
And as you've pointed out already, there's all kinds of problems with people having this shot, right?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
So why would you give a child a shot, even with pre-existing conditions? I got to be honest, my kid had pre-existing conditions. I'm not doing the shot. There hasn't been any pre-existing. It's very, very small case to measure these people. Way higher probability that my child with pre-existing conditions has a problem with that shot more so than they do getting COVID.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The actual, we talk about probabilities. I think there have been more kids that have had adverse side effects than actually have had, bad COVID cases.
And they act like nothing's wrong with it. Well, a little swelling of the heart. A little swelling of the heart.
Right.
It can't be normal. Like,
what? Right. Oh, no big deal,
It's a big deal.
I just have to wonder if these, you look at the hypocrisy, right? We all have to wear masks. Literally, they're on video. Like, these clowns that are still masking around, they're like, oh, well, it protects people. I'm like, well, then why did AOC sit in a group of people chatting away and go, oh, we're going to take a picture now? Oh, I'll put this on, right?
Yeah.
Why do we see all these pictures? If you look at it, Kathy Hochul had a recent picture that came out. Somebody put the two together. She's on a stairwell with, a dozen people. They're all masked.
20 of her best mental midget friends,
right? But exactly. But kids are going to school with masks on. But here's a question, though. Do they believe it or don't they believe it? Because clearly, you got people like Lori Lightfoot and the Mayor Bowser in D.C., saying we got to have mask mandates and then going out and immediately violating the mask mandate. So she puts a mask mandate in Ohio and then goes to Lollapalooza with no mask. Like, are you worried or aren't you?
Do
you
believe it
or don't you?
They know damn well this is all about control. And now it's about them winning over the Republicans, right? They want to win over the Republicans. This isn't about saving the children. The mask only hurt the children. This is all about them winning. The Republicans want freedom. We don't want that. That's it. By the way, talking about hypocrisy, Jilly and Joey went into a restaurant this week and walked right through without a mask. Even though in D.C. there's a mask mandate. But look, they're better than you, right? $456,548 is what it costs to install a fence around the Biden.
How is that?
Wait, Glenn, it's the Biden beach property. So I didn't really. Yeah.
So that's why it costs so much, because everybody puts a fence in that costs $400 million, right? Who's the contractor on that, Mike?
I wonder if exactly. What the hell kind of a fence is that? Trump would have built that thing for $50,000 easy, right? $456,000. That's exactly right. Who is the contractor? Yeah. Oh, by the way, is this on the ocean? The ocean that we're going to be underwater with?
Oh.
By the way, I sent Kelsey.
No wonder they're so worried. They going on the beachfront property.
Yeah, that's right. The wall isn't there to protect, keep the illegals out. The wall is there to keep the water out when it comes in.
Between Gore and Obama and Biden, I mean, if you had all sorts of beachfront property on both coasts, you'd be worried about sea levels rising too, Mike.
Yeah. By the way, we'll post it to our Facebook page. There's a video I sent. A guy laid out climate change. Incredible. And actually, the world has been cooling because really, 99% of this is all about the sun, right? And the spots on the sun and the rotation of the sun and all that stuff. And he laid it out to show you that over 15,000 years, here's what's been going on with the environment. We go through ups and downs, which, you know, anybody with a brain knows that, right?
Right.
And we're in no different sequence than we've been ever. And by the way, I'm not saying we don't work on the environment.
Sure.
But the way we do that is not our – the United States of America is the cleanest place in the world outside of California, New York City. The cleanest place in the world, right? If they really gave a crap about, you know, this environmental stuff, we would be sitting down with China and India, which are the dirtiest of dirty, right?
No doubt.
And we would be starting there, number one. Number two, I'm all for little things. Like, look at, I think we could have a tax break to plant trees. I think trees look beautiful.
That's a great idea.
They do clean up the environment. Yeah. They give everybody a tax break. The Democrats and Republicans get to plant trees. What's the problem?
You know what?
I think there's things that we could do to get along and get some stuff done.
Mike, you mentioned mental midgets. They are literally building machines that take carbon out of the air. Mm-hmm. There's a huge generator looking air purifier that removes carbon from the air.
Yeah,
they can
plant
a grove of trees, right? How are they running this machine, you might ask, right? Right? I mean, seriously.
It's on diesel fuel.
You can't make this stuff up, right? I mean, seriously. These are, fact is, most people follow this stuff. They're like, that makes a lot of sense. Way.
You and I both know that this is run by some government moron.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to take too much out of the air. And we're all going to be.
The trees will start dying because they don't have the carbon dioxide. Everything green around this machine will be brown and dead because it'll suck all the carbon dioxide.
It'll be
COVID-20
because they suck too much out of the air. That's exactly what's going to happen. Everything they touch ends up a miserable failure. This is going to be.
Trump
this
nailed is, it. The, everything they touch
turns
to shit.
There is not going to be anything different about this. Not one thing. Different.
Unbelievable.
That's so funny.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the good news is almost 456,000 on a fence. So I didn't think they believed in borders, but apparently they do, of course, when it's this. And by the way, Jen Psaki, did you see her try to, he didn't make the mistake of not wearing a mask. He just put it on a little bit too late. Okay, Jen. I mean, you just can't stop lying. Like, you know what? You made a mistake. We're really sorry. You know, every Democrat has done it time and time again. What's the difference with him, right? Oh, he doesn't need to wear a mask. I thought he was vaccinated, by the way. What does he need to wear a mask for anyway?
I thought he was good.
I thought he had isn't he on his 12th booster shot or something? So,
yep.
Not a joke.
It's ridiculous. I just wanted to say, did you see Sweden has now suspended the Moderna shot indefinitely after vax patients develop crippling heart condition? That's sad. Here's Joe
that'll
Biden
be a story here anytime.
Again.
That'll be a good 60-minute story, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they'll
you're
be
thinking
right
about
on
a 60-minute story. That would be a good one. That's a save that one.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this? You talk about California again. Again, here's the blueprint. Go look at the house. Here's what it's going to look like when it's done, okay? California, L.A., unemployment rate 9.8% in L.A. County. 9.8%. Now, the
national
average is 5.
So we have boats that can't be unloaded. Why don't you think about that? And I've been saying this is one of the biggest problems. I've been ranting about this since we got on the radio 20 years ago. It's one of the biggest problems in this country. 59 million people on welfare. Now, some of them are part of the disability. They need help, right? Not 59 million of them. There are many of those 59 million that are very capable of getting off their ass and unloading one of those trucks.
That's right.
They don't need to. We're just going to pay them to stay at home. Joke.
Let me play this for you. You probably haven't seen this yet, but I'm going to play. I haven't heard this whole thing. I just saw the headline of it. But just tell me what this reminds you of.
Along with our partners at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, we are also announcing our first settlement under the initiative and our second redlining settlement in the last 2 months.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait.
Redlining contributed to the large racial wealth gap that exists in this country. The practice made it extremely difficult for people of color to accumulate wealth through the purchase, refinancing, or repair of their homes. That discrepancy in wealth is clearly reflected
in Merrick Garland, by the way,
home ownership rates. Today, a white family is 30% more likely
to own a home. We did redlining. What we did?
I know.
It.
Oh,
what?
Mike.
Why isn't it more fair?
We're going right back down again.
See,
Mike.
These morons don't realize
that. They
didn't
learn from 2008. They want more of it. They're going to do it again. They're going to. This
Let's
is crazy.
I've gotten a few mortgages, Glenn. You have too, by the way, and we've done some refinancing on private stuff. Did they ever ask us what color it is?
No, I missed that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I missed that race and ethnicity question wasn't on there.
No.
It's funny. We just refinanced the building, and I didn't see that there.
In fact, we refinanced a building without actually going in and seeing anybody. See anybody.
No.
For all they know, I could be
purple.
You know, I could be a purple 2-foot person from Mars.
They have no idea.
They looked at our credit scores. They looked at if we had money in the bank to be able to refinance.
Right? Can we pay this off? Right?
They just can't stop. They can't stop. The redlining didn't work the first time. In fact, it literally almost collapsed the economy Billy Clinton and his friends figured out that they could redistribute wealth through it. So,
Let's say this, let's not forget, though, when he talks about black families being frozen out for not being able to buy homes and the redlining that happened, part of that redlining was done by the government. So I want to people to remember that. This wasn't, big. Look, capitalism is going to go where it's treated the best, right? Wealth and money is going to go where it's treated the best. Banks are going to loan money to people that can pay it back if they're left alone, right? And when the government gets involved, it warps everything. But part of, drawing districts where people weren't going to get loans, our U.S. government did a lot of that. So create the problem, present the solution. The solution creates a bigger problem, come back with another solution. Part of that solution was just create this bureau. I love these bureaus. We have bureaus all over the place, right? All these bureaucrats in these bureaus, right? The credit, what do they call it? The Consumer Financial Protection Agency. That's it, or bureau, or whatever the hell it is.
There you go.
And this thing is accountable to nobody, right? It's got the powers that these. So the Dodd-Frank bill, right? Now you got Barney Frank. We have to go back and get some clips of him, right? The blast in the past. Barney Frank. Going back and 2004, before the crisis, going, there's no, our Republican colleagues across the aisle, they would like you to think that there's a crisis in housing. There's no crisis here.
No,
people
no
buy
crisis.
Homes. This is not the dot-com bubble. People buy homes because it's homes. These are not going to go down in value. They're homes,
and then they blow
right?
up. They blow,
they blow up, right?
I never said that.
3 years later,
I never said that.
I said renting. We should be more about renting homes. That's exactly what he said.
They play it back for him. He doesn't care.
Right.
He doesn't care.
I was talking about renting. You said specifically home ownership. You said these are
homes, right? Never said it.
I meant renting. I meant renting. Oh, I'll give him a pass. So the Dodd-Frank bill creates the credit, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that now is not accountable to Congress, has unlimited power. If it wants to come in and close on your business or seize your bank accounts, it can, right?
Yeah.
This is scary. This is, again, you nailed it, Mike. This is where Trump failed. Trump needs to, if he wins again, he needs
to
surround himself with his business allies and get rid of every single political person in Washington.
Fire
by
them
the
all.
Hundreds
every
of millions of people should lose their jobs. Seriously.
Everyone.
Go find
everyone.
A real job. Go give an incentive to start a business. Here you go.
We've had to do that, right? We've had departments here that just, we're swamped with cancer patients. I mean, and I mean that in a, like, not actual cancer, cancer to the organization,
right?
Negative, negative, negative. We've gone in and just wiped out the whole department.
That's right.
Okay,
done.
We're just going to start over.
Yep.
You guys, you've destroyed this department. Yep. We're going to start all over, right?
That's right.
That's exactly
from scratch.
And by the way, you dismantle these entire agencies because what these liberals do is they throw it out there, they get an agency in place, and then they come back around. It's like Obamacare, right? We're going to throw it out there. We're going to throw the redlining out there, and we're going to supercharge it the next time we get in office, right?
That's right.
You totally dismantle all of it.
Well,
that way, it's really, really difficult to start over again with the destruction of America and their socialist crap, right?
You can thank McCain for
end
that.
It.
You can thank John McCain for that. John McCain is... Right, you can thank John McCain for that. He was the one who shot down the repeal of Obamacare. After Republicans did it over and over and over again, McCain
But here's what you do with this
up.
Stuff. Here's what you do with it. You just defund it. You can defund it.
Right, that's what you do, right?
The Republicans had enough votes where they could have said, oh, you want, okay, it can just stay there, but we're 100% defunding
it. Right, let it collapse.
And then you come back around and try to get rid of the darn thing. But it should start, you pointed out, with firing everybody.
Everybody.
Why Dr. Fauci wasn't fired the first week? And by the way, for those that are saying, oh, well, it's easier to look back. No, it's not. Mike Lomas said it week one.
Oh, yeah.
I said, this guy's a dirtbag, and why in the world are we, why is Trump allowing him to step on that stage without 300 frontline COVID doctors next to him?
That's right.
He knows he has nothing about this.
That was a huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
I hope, I tell you what, the biggest mistake that Trump made, and I knew this right out of the gate, was he put Rance Priebus as his staff, right? Put him on the staff
committee.
He was on the inner circle, right? He was the advisor to the president or whatever. The staff. I can't think of the same.
It's like, you know what? The NFL, it's funny. The NFL has all these washed up coaches that fail everywhere, but yet they still keep getting jobs.
Yep.
And I wonder, like, geez, did you ever think about stepping outside the box and going to grab somebody new from, like, a high school coach or a college coach or a
Just trade him.
Recycled guy.
Yep.
He failed as a head coach, so let's put him on as the offensive coordinator over here.
I'm thinking, amazing.
What, there's a lot of people out there that really know football. There's got to be. Let's strategically think this through a little bit, right?
Yeah, they don't. They just trade him back and forth.
Same thing with government. Same people over and over again. Recycled tread, in every agency, in every department, they're all there. Disgusting. I hope, by the way, that the lives of those dogs that Fauci and his friends killed, I certainly hope that their spirits come back and figure out a way to get him out of office
Maybe this is the tipping point that the American public need if the media tells them about it. Think about this. For those people out there, I know lots of folks that get all of their news from the nightly news. They turn on the local news at 6. They watch the nightly news at 6:30, the national news. They get 1 hour of news at night. They read their local paper, and that's their entire source of news and what's going on. The control that the news organizations have had is substantial. Now, and the internet is different, right? You go to the internet now. If you just get your media or your news from Facebook, well, then you're going to get the same biased garbage that you get from, you know, local 2, 4, and 7 or whatever, right? You're going to get the same garbage from 60 Minutes, type of stuff. But if you are smart, and a lot of these – that's the good news. That a lot of these kids coming up are smart. They're getting their news other places. They're and this is what I tell people. Stop listening to what they tell you and look at things that don't lie. This is why in the stock market, by the way, I'm a big fan of looking at charts. I'm a technical analyst. So when I look at it, you know, I don't manage our stock portfolio anymore. We've turned it over to, you know, guys smarter than me like Dave Mariocker and our three chartered financial analysts that we have in the firm. But, you know, I'm a technical analyst. That's what I used to look at. I used to look at the technicals because technicals mean you're just looking at the charts. You're looking at volume. You're looking at price movements. Volume and price movements don't lie. That it is what it is, right? Versus the fundamental analyst, you know, listening to the analyst, looking at the company, talking to the managers, looking at the earnings. Well, guess what? Earnings can be falsified. WorldCom, Global Crossing, Enron, a whole slew of them, right? Adelphia. You can name a whole long list of things, right? So when it comes to news, what I tell people is don't just listen to what they're telling you. Don't take their interpretation of the data, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll tell you things like, there's no risk to the shot. But there is, there's all kinds of examples of people that have had bad reactions, right?
Swelling heads, so swelling hearts.
You know, oh, there's a big risk to children, but yet there isn't. So again, look at the underlying data. Try to do a little bit of your own research to understand. You know, you've been posting some of those First Trust, which is an investment company that does unit investment trust, a different investment. Great firm, great research
firm. But from day one, they didn't buy the, we're just going to believe the mainstream
media. They were
putting out actually did their own independent research every week and came up with the numbers, which was unbelievable. I think it was Norway,
by the way. Not even really reporting. It's just really just pure numbers. Like, here's the chart. Here's the statistics. Here's the facts. Here's the data. You make of it what you will. Here's a one-page sheet of data. That's all they put out there. They didn't pass judgment one or the other. They just said, here's the data, right? Here's the data on Sweden. Here's the data on the U.S. They put the chart together, show it, you know. But that's what you have to look at now as a consumer of information. You have to look at the sources of the information, not you know, Channel 7's interpretation of what that is, right? Because you get, you know, from people like Michael, right, and say, oh, there was no gain of function research.
No, I saw it on 60 Minutes.
Now, they won't change this, though. They won't come out. It's not
never.
Like, you know, Channel 2 is going to run a story this week about how they were wrong about, you know, the gain of function research, right? They won't retract and say, oh, look at this. No.
Remember Channel 7 lied about Stefan Mihailu getting into the bill, only working part-time.
Right.
They got busted within seconds because Stefan was able to point out to them, hey, a lot of these days that you said I wasn't here, you were in my office.
Right.
Look at the video that we did together on Channel 7, right?
Right.
But Charlie Specht, I think it's Charlie Specht, isn't it? Charlie's Charlie the one over there, the dirtbag who wouldn't retract the story.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, he didn't. He knew he lied, but he didn't care. He doesn't care.
How about this, though?
He can go back and say, hey, sorry about that, Stefan.
Maybe what they should
by the way, we only looked at your fob to get in the building. We didn't look at Mark Poloncarz's or anybody else's.
Well,
it's just yours.
Maybe some of the part of that research should have been who in the Rath building is leaking personnel files of their employees, right?
That's
that would be a story, I would think, right?
Yeah,
this guy had to work part-time. A stupid, baseless accusation that was not backed up by the actual facts. But to your point, they didn't walk that story back. He didn't retract that story. He didn't issue an apology, right? These folks get away with it, which is why I don't watch any of it anymore. I don't watch any news at all anymore outside of, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what's the local, what happens locally, you know, the house blew up, something like that. Outside of that, like those human interest stories, I guess what I'm looking for, those are the ones I'm looking to tune in to find out about, like what happened locally. But they start reporting on national stuff, you might as well just put a robot. I am going to tell you everything that the national media bosses tell me to report, and I'm going to read it word for word off of this teleprompter like I have no brain in my head whatsoever.
COVID is bad. Going after children now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Not to the nightly story.
All
right, we'll wrap it up.
We got to wrap this
Mike,
up. Right.
Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Look for all the new platforms. We are moving in that direction for sure. Our website, thefinancialguys.com. If you're interested in help with your financial planning, we are we have a registered investment advisory firm managing almost $1 billion here in the Western New York area down to the South Florida area. Don't forget about our Medicare team, independent AHIP certified Medicare reps. It is the season for that. And our home and auto. We have over 25 companies to help save you money when it comes to home and auto. So make sure you use our team as a resource. Give them 14 minutes. Let them shop over 25 companies. It's so easy. Even a liberal could do it.
We have a t-shirt giveaway coming up, so stay tuned for that. We have a limited edition Let's Go Brandon t-shirt that will be we'll be doing a contest. So I'll give you a little bit of a tease. We're going to probably do on Saturday's show and maybe next week, we'll probably do finish the Bidenism. You know, one of those, like, you know, finish the Biden sentence.
That's right. Let's go, Brandon. So, in fact, I might be going to a Halloween party Saturday. I think I might dress up as Brandon. I might use some of my race car stuff to dress up as Brandon. So hopefully we'll get some Let's Go Brandon chance going.
That's an awesome idea. So good stuff.
Yeah, I'll tape Let's Go Brandon to the back. So
there you
hear him cheering for you, Brandon? You hear him cheering for you? Holy cow. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, the best was Trump. He goes, geez, I hope that goes viral, that chant. Let's go, Brandon. And sure enough, it did.
Sure enough. Because, you know, who else doesn't get the most votes in history that has stadiums full of people across the country, you know, chanting,
F you, Biden.
Yeah, F you, Joe Biden. Anyway.
All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we're the Financial Guys. Check us out Saturday as we're on iHeartRadio, and we're live in really from Buffalo now all the way to Syracuse and down in South Florida. Everybody picking us up. iHeartRadio has been a huge blessing for us, and we really appreciate that. So our website, once again, thefinancialguys.com. We'll see you next week. Take care.